Something occurred to me while you were talking. Yes, this was incredibly cruel, what she did to Catherine, okay? But she didn't kill her, okay? She did not have her killed.
Yeah.
I would say that this was not that much different than Mary Queen of Scots, okay? She brought Mary Queen of Scots. She knew what Mary Queen of Scots was. She knew what her goals were, we can say, probably more nefarious than Catherine Grey's ever would have been. Okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But she wasn't even willing to kill her.
The only reason why she was not willing to kill her is because she was an anointed queen and her mother had been killed. If her mother had not been killed, I think Elizabeth would have had no problem going after Mary, Queen of Scots.
Well, then that brings us back to Anne Boleyn, does it not?
Yes.
I have to disagree with you. How much centers around Anne Boleyn can I just point out, by the way?
I knew you were going to do that, too.
Anne Boleyn, thank you. She's the center of all of this. So,
and you look just like her. That's what's really painful.
Frightening, I know.
You know, we're sitting here talking to her. You guys can't see her, but she does look like Anne Boleyn, and it is 100% a little frightening.
100%.
I'm gonna have to wear my French hood for the next.
I think we all should wear one. I'm not wearing a gabled head. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
Headdress, whatever.
Yeah.
But I do have to disagree with you, Amy. Okay. I don't believe she would have. I honestly don't believe Elizabeth, and I don't know her, I could be absolutely wrong, but I do not believe Elizabeth liked killing for the sake of killing. I just don't get that sense that she was like her father. I think she rebelled against anything like that, man.
I don't think she would have killed Mary, Queen of Scots, for the sake of killing. I think that, and maybe I'm being sympathetic because I'm Scottish, whatever. But Mary, Queen of Scots, wanted that throne and had a right to it. And I think Elizabeth had to. I'm not saying she reveled in it, but do you really think Mary, Queen of Scots, would have stopped and been like, all right, Elizabeth, you know what? You can have it. No worries.
This is my exact point, though. If it had not been for the Babington plot, would she have killed Mary, Queen of Scots? No. She would have left her alive the same way she did Catherine Grey.
Yeah. In other words, absolutely, yeah. And I think she intended to for a long while. She intended to leave.
I don't think she went into it to kill any of them. I think she did, in her defense, I think she did the best that she could do to keep the wolves away from her door.
Yeah.
I see that.
One thing we have to remember, and I know that Elizabeth, by now, there had already been a few Tudors on the throne, but the Tudor line isn't greatly rooted. The Tudor line is...
No, you're right. You're correct.
Very questionable. That, along with the fact she was a woman.
Yes.
Along with the fact that her mother's marriage was annulled. All these different things.
And she's following Mary, which Mary's rule...
Also a different religion. She's switched the religion back again. Yes. She's got all these things. And do you know what? I really do... I disagree with what she did to Mary, Queen of Scots. I disagree with what she did to Catherine and Mary. However, I can see why.
Oh, I understand it too.
And I agree with that. Yeah. I do. I do agree with that. She didn't have a choice. I mean, this woman sitting on the throne, to a lot of people, had no claim to it. So, and Holly?
This being a time as well where you killed your enemies. It's not like nowadays.
Exactly.
And we argue and we have votes and blah, blah, blah. Back then, you killed your enemies. If someone was threatening to you, you had them beheaded. Simple as that.
Exactly. And again, that goes back to what we try to say every podcast. You need to put yourself back in that time. It's very easy to judge from 2019. We can't do that. We have to think about this woman on a throne with none of the devices that we have, and she's trying to secure it to the point where she refuses to marry or name a successor. I mean, she just was living in the moment, and to the next day, how can I hold on to it today?
I think that's true, and I do have actually an element of sympathy for her. I don't want to be misunderstood as being anti-Elizabeth I, because I'm not.
No.
You couldn't pay me enough to take that job, okay?
No
way. It just, and I'm saying that in 2019 with all the stuff that we've learned since, okay?
Exactly, yeah.
There's just no way that I would have done it. I think that she absolutely did what she felt she had to do. And maybe since we've had this conversation, maybe I'm thinking that she was a little bit, that she might have spared their lives instead of, you know, me looking at it as her being so cruel. Maybe she spared their lives, thinking maybe Catherine had, you know, she understood Catherine's love for Seymour. Let's think about Dudley.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not like she was immune from knowing those feelings. So maybe she understood it, but was still threatened by it and had to do something about it. And cutting off Catherine's head was not the answer. So maybe that's it.
The other thing to consider is her advisors. I imagine she had more than one of her advisors advising her to behead Catherine. I imagine she had to argue her point as
you know,
to why
Cecil
not to kill
was
her.
All over that.
Exactly. As he
Cecil
he,
and Walsingham.
Yeah,
they
too,
wanted
yeah.
Mary Queen of Scots' head, and they ultimately got what they wanted. So mm-hmm. I imagine that those same people were pushing for Catherine to be executed, because once she was gone, she was gone. She was no longer a threat. I imagine Elizabeth would have had to make an argument, and she probably did a fair amount in Catherine's defense. So perhaps the small thing she did do to Catherine was her way of showing, you know, I am making a stand against her. I am doing all these things to stop her from being a threat. However, I'm not going to go as far as killing her.
Well, the
maybe
weird thing.
Well, think of it this way: if Catherine could have produced the document that showed her legally married to Seymour, don't tell me for 1 minute Walsingham and Cecil would not have said, "Well, now you got to kill her," because that claim
she would have been
way.
I think if that marriage could have been proved, I think they both would have been beheaded.
Yeah, with two sons.
But it doesn't solve the problem. Because the boys are still alive.
Exactly. Absolutely. So let's do a suppose. So, all right. They can produce the certificate, the clerical, they're married. And she's pregnant and has a son. So let's say Elizabeth can stop her from conceiving again. There's a son that has the claim to the throne.
Do we think that it's possible there could have been a Mary Queen of Scots scenario in the sense of removing Catherine from the line of succession?
That's exactly
saying,
what I was just saying.
I'll name your son.
Wow.
As heir.
Would not the Seymour boys have been closer than James was?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
That hit me. I think that could quite possibly been so.
Wow.
So one thing I'll say here is she never actually met Mary Queen of Scots. So her loyalty to her, whereas she grew up with Catherine. So why did she then go one step further for Mary Queen of Scots? Okay, I know she had her beheaded, but in the sense of saying she'll name her son as her heir, but she couldn't do that for Catherine.
Perhaps she wished to end the Tudor dynasty.
Wow. Yeah, think about
me and Kathy have had this discussion.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm sorry. My mind is just, you know, being blown every which way.
I think I don't, you know, I don't, I think it's Well, it's sort of my premise, if you will. Everyone has chatted about why Elizabeth didn't marry. Why did Elizabeth not marry and have heirs? And everybody says, oh, well, she, you know, she saw what her mother, you know, she saw all these things. She didn't want to deal with it. I'm going to proffer something to you right here.
Go.
After all that her father did to her and her mother, what bigger fuck you to Henry VIII than to end the Tudor dynasty?
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
I just want to say at this point, if anyone listens to our podcast and they totally disagree with us and think we're chatting a load of rubbish, feel free to put your points in the comments and 100%. Have a discussion with us, because we will talk.
Yes. Please.
So if you say, actually, do you know what? There's a good reason Elizabeth didn't name Catherine's sons as heirs. Then we will discuss that with you. We really want to get your feedback and to hear. And there's people out there that know a lot more about these situations than we do. So if you can bring something to us and help us learn. God.
You know what? Please do. The three of us talk nonstop. We get bored with each other. So, you know, we get tired of our voices. So I do not get bored with either one of you. Henry Cavill, if you would like to send us how you feel. Listeners, we do. We want you guys to jump in on this. We are very, very open to hearing anyone's opinion on anything that we speak of. 100%.
Absolutely. Huge.
I mean, but that you guys just blew my mind with that, though, I have to say.
Would you ever be able to forgive a man? Okay, yes, she grew up around Henry and not around Anne. But would you ever be able to, and growing up without a mother is horrible. Would you ever be able to forgive the man that killed your mother, father or not?
No.
Why not?
The other thing is, this is Elizabeth did not ever betray Anne Boleyn. Never, ever, ever betrayed Anne Boleyn.
No.
Now, we know that she's strong. We know she's capable. We know what she went through all these years. Okay. I would say, I think it's kind of silly for everybody to keep saying, oh, she didn't marry because she was afraid of this, that, or the other. I think she did it to spite her father.
Okay, what we are not talking about, so we've talked about Elizabeth and her father, and maybe it was a big F you to the father, but may we discuss what Edward Seymour, not Catherine's Edward Seymour, or no, I'm sorry, Thomas Seymour, I'm getting the Seymours messed up. She suffered at the hands of Thomas Seymour at a very young age, being molested, and everything that was going on with that. So that comes into play as well. So now you've got an asshole for a father. Sorry, right. But yeah. No, and okay. Then you're somewhere where you think you're going to be safe. And you are, for lack of us knowing, most likely molested by a man who was supposed to keep you safe, Thomas Seymour. So all of this, I think, absolutely plays a role into why she did not get married, why she didn't have kids. And yes, maybe it does. She was thinking in her own way, maybe she was saving, quote unquote, Catherine and Mary from a sadder fate. I don't know.
I don't either. But it's certainly a lot to think about. I mean, there's so many roads through history. Okay, and none of us will ever really know which road was the correct one. But the more that, and I'm glad you guys brought up for people to call in or write in or whatever about the things that we're talking about, because I would love to hear other people's takes on this, on Elizabeth, because she's such an incredible.
She's complex, yeah.
Yeah, complex is a very good word, and we'll never know. Holly.
Just to, I'm changing the subject a little bit, just to kind of tailor it back to Catherine a bit. What do you think was her final decline? This is the final straw. This is her final descent into depression. What do you think was the series of events that
I think when they moved her the last time?
when yeah. her kid, yeah, when it, because I think she had the younger son with her for a bit,
yeah, she did,
and then like... Elizabeth took, I'll just venture a guess that she held on probably by a very thin thread because she had him, and once he was taken away, I can only conjecture how I would be, and that'd be it for me. Bye.
Yeah,
that would be it. Now I'm separated from my husband and my two wonderful boys. What is there to hold on to at this point?
And let's remember the times.
Yeah.
It's not like they had phones.
Yeah.
It's not like they had internet. It's not like they had TV. You know, she was basically isolated.
Mm-hmm.
And
they weren't allowed to write. She wasn't allowed to receive anything about.
And the people that were watching her were mean.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't want her there, didn't want to pay for her. So
awful.
I think I too would have withdrawn into something thinking, and we talked about this with respect to Anne Boleyn, and I guess we can certainly say this with respect to Jane Grey. I mean, they believed that when they shut their eyes, they would wake up in a better place.
Yes.
So for Catherine Grey.
This many times.
It's insane. It's just such a sad story.
But
how do we feel about Mary then? Because we haven't touched on Mary so much. And I think there's little known about Mary. You know, there's not as much known about Mary as there is Catherine.
I can't believe that Mary would actually do that. After what happened to her sister, she saw all this sadness, what happened, and then Mary thinks it's a good idea, you know, I won't get caught. No one will think that I've done whatever. And maybe that is why she went for it, because she was disfigured, and they were disfigured or anything else were kind of shunned at the time. So I don't know. I don't know what her thinking was.
Do we think, so was Thomas Key's love then? Do we think that was love? Do we think that was why she risked it? Or was it a rebellion? Was it almost two fingers in Elizabeth's face?
I think it's a combination, but I'm going to go with two fingers in the face.
I have to agree.
Why was she?
What did she have to lose? What did she have to lose?
By that point, nothing. She's lost her sister. She's lost her father. She's lost
everything.
So much. She had nothing left. And it was like, do you know what? I'm going to go out kicking as well.
Yeah, but she lost her father. But how could you not look at dad and go, what were you thinking? Hiding in the tree trunk. Like, seriously? But that we'll get into that at a later time. But I'm going to hope that Mary bumped her head and thought, well, this will work out just fine for me. I don't know. I can't imagine her thinking that she was going to succeed at that. And if it was two fingers in Elizabeth's face, she already saw what Elizabeth was capable of. Why would she do that?
Is it worth the risk?
One thing to note about Mary is that her imprisonment was almost nothing compared to any of the other things we're talking about. And she ended up owning property.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she came out of it actually kind of well. I mean, she wasn't rich by any stretch, but she was well off enough to leave a will that listed jewels and property.
Yes.
So
yeah. She didn't say.
Yeah, she did do okay. She had servants, I know. Yeah.
All of the sisters.
And that was with Elizabeth's permission. Okay, so was Elizabeth, did Elizabeth have a guilty conscience?
No. Elizabeth saw Catherine as the beauty who was going to be able to get a good marriage, have kids. She looked at little Mary, who was disfigured, and she wasn't even a bleep on Elizabeth's radar.
This is what I was going to say. Was Mary just a joke to Elizabeth?
I think she was a joke.
Sad, though. I mean, Mary had as much right to that throne as any of her sisters did.
But sadly enough, who would have put her on the throne?
Well, I think...
Let's back up a minute. Once Catherine had sons, Mary was out of it.
Oh, yeah, Mary was out.
Yeah. I know, you do have a point. Mary, absolutely, Mary was nothing at this point.
So by the point that all this happened, Mary was no threat at all to Elizabeth.
Yeah.
And so the one who was most punitively punished was Keyes. And I think that's because he was a male that worked for Elizabeth and he had shown attention to someone other than Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, which we all know she was quite, she hated that.
She had to be the center of attention.
Yeah. What do we think that links back to? Do we think that's that sort of wanting that fatherly attention? It kind of spills out, trickles out to the men at her court then? Do we think it's daddy issues?
Well, I wonder if she also played the card of I'm going to be, once she figured out her power and her beauty had an effect on men, I think she may have flipped that to use it to her own devices. And, you know, maybe she liked the chase and maybe she liked the power of bringing them in close and then dropping them like fifth period French. Maybe that gave her power.
Oh, I think it absolutely did. I mean, I think Elizabeth I used her sexuality or feminine wiles to the nth degree. I think that was so. So for her to, I mean, maybe it was an affront to her that Thomas Keyes had chosen little Mary over her. And that's why he was punished so badly. I don't understand why in the end, when Thomas Keyes was dying, she would not allow Mary to go. And she would not allow Mary to bring Thomas Keyes' older children that he'd had with somebody else to her home in London. So those were the two final things that Elizabeth did to Mary that don't even really make any sense to me. I mean, it's like, who cares at that point?
I think they were just really, do you know what, screw you back kind of thing. I really think it was very much from both. I think Mary stuck her two fingers up at Elizabeth. Elizabeth retaliated. I think it really was just a final, do you know what?
I think it could also, though, I think you guys touched on something. I wonder if Thomas wasn't so much as imprisoned because he married Mary. I think he may have been imprisoned and treated that way because he chose Mary over Elizabeth. And maybe you have a point. Elizabeth wanted to always be the most beautiful and center of attention to all men.
Which she wasn't. I know that sounds awful, but she wasn't. She thought so, but after the pox had destroyed her face, I think she even more needed validation then. I
mean, maybe it was power at that point, that this is what I can do to you and I'm going to do it because she's lost her looks. So, Holly.
I mean, we see it in these days, insecure people, the more insecure you are, the more likely you are to want the attention. So it's very much in this way of putting selfies out.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And wanting everyone to like your picture.
Validation.
It is. It's that everyone loves me. And no, actually, they probably don't. They just want something.
Oh, damn it. Are you kidding?
Sorry. Can you imagine? We should really look into making a Facebook for like Elizabeth, Mary, and Henry. Oh my God. Can you imagine? How hysterical would that be?
The conversation.
We kind of need to wrap this up. So, Amy, do you want to give out all of our contact info?
As a matter of fact, I do because Holly brought it up. Oh, what do you got, Holly?
I want to jump in and just say next week we are discussing Mary, Queen of Scots. Love to talk about her. So
this is going to be fun because I'm Scottish. So bring it on.
We may have to kill you.
Oh, damn. You're gonna have to have to fight through my kilt, lady. So anyways. Okay, so like we said earlier, we would love to hear everyone's opinion. Disagreeing, agreeing, new information. Yeah, that's what's going to make us that much better. So you can follow us on Instagram at Three History Nymphs. You can like us on Facebook, Three History Nymphs, or tweet at us at Three History NY and the numeral one. Actually, could someone tweet at me? Because it's very lonely out there. I've got nothing. So please tweet.
I'm no good at Twitter. Sorry. I don't know.
I don't think I'm good at it. I tried, but I put up the painting and so people help me out. Follow me. Tweet us, please. We're just three little nymphs, you know.
I'm gonna put a picture on the page of the painting we discussed earlier on in the podcast.
Yes, I put it up on Twitter. So We should definitely throw it up on Facebook.
And your opinions on that. What do you think of it? You know, all these sorts of things.
You know what, Holly? Actually, brainstorm. 2 in one podcast. Mark your calendars. I've had 2 brainstorms now. I say I am not a fan of the painting because I guess in the sense where I see the innocence versus the evil, sensual, whatever. Holly loves it because it's dark. Give us your opinion. Why do you like it or why do you not like it?
And let's wrap this up. And I have one more thing to say. We're going to be running a contest and the details will be posted with this video or audio. And eventually I will get us up on Facebook. But I'm technologically challenged and I've had some problems, but you know, we're getting there. We're getting there.
Yeah.
When we post this on Facebook, there'll be a question and the answer is somewhere in this podcast. So the winner will receive a copy of a book about Lady Jane Grey and the Grey sisters. So that's that. And with that, I'm going to say good night.
And I'm going to say farewell.
And I cannot think of another way to say goodbye. So
goodbye. How about ta-da? Do something British. Ta-da.
Toodle pip.
All right. The nymphs are out of here.
All right. Bye-bye.